And I think it's okay to put a stake in the ground and say, this is who I am. This is what my personal brand is about. It's not for everybody. It doesn't have to be for everybody, but the people who are attracted to my brand, that's the audience that I'm building. And that audience is important. And that's who I'm speaking to.
Hello, I'm Vivian Kay, and thanks for joining me on this episode of Business Class, Build It Braver, a podcast by American Express. If this is your first time, thanks for listening. In every episode, we bring you a different small business owner who's trying to do it all. Then we introduce you to a notable Canadian entrepreneur, someone who's grown a successful business or brand. They offer firsthand insight into challenges of running a business. Things like how to manage your cash flow, telling a brand story, finding capital for your business, and digital transformation. In this episode, we're focusing specifically on how to navigate the tricky waters of being both the face of the business and the business itself. I mean, you are the face of your brand in a way that propels it towards success. You do everything that a brand would do. You generate sales and leads, drive the revenue, etc. It's an ongoing process that involves marketing both yourself and your brand, and it's continuous. For small business owners, this is true, but more so for those who are into service-based kind of businesses. It's about developing and maintaining your reputation and people's perception of you in relation to your brand. Centering your business around you can be a very powerful marketing opportunity, but it also comes with its own set of challenges. As a business owner myself, I cannot overstate the importance of perception towards the success of your brand. There are various steps involved in being the face of your business. There's crafting your brand vision and niche, knowing your industry, interacting with your audience, and building conversation around your brand. Not to mention the need to know thyself. It's all got to be part of the plan. So, what makes a strong brand message? When do you begin to think about elevating your brand? How do you elevate it? Why is branding important as a business owner? And how do you keep track of where your brand ends and where you begin? These are some of the unique questions we'll be answering in this episode. To help us with this quest, we'll be bringing on two Canadian entrepreneurs. Our first guest is a self-taught calligrapher who's currently putting everything she has and everything she is into building her growing brand. She gained popularity for her own modern and romantic calligraphy designs, and she's starting to leverage her reputation to attract clients who also want to learn calligraphy. She's in the process of finding out what it takes to be the face of her business. How should she deal with the growing demands on her time while pursuing growth? This is where our second guest comes in. Our second guest brings hard-earned expertise and understanding of what it takes to be the face of your business. For close to 18 years, she's been leveraging being the face of her business to expand and grow her brand. She's an award-winning interior designer who partners with other celebrities to breathe new life into struggling restaurants around the world. She'll be offering some of her insights into how to manage your personal brand while growing your personality-based business. I really can't wait to hear from these two amazing guests. Let's get started. Let's meet our small business owner. She's a digital marketer by day and a calligrapher by night. Sylvia Wong is the creative brain behind Via Calligraphy. Her business creates custom-made on-site calligraphy for high-end brands. She also offers online courses for artists who want to learn calligraphy. She's the toast of the exclusive parties in Toronto. Most people heard about her talent through an exciting project she did that went viral. It all started with a mission to paint Just Married using her newly learned calligraphy on the back of her favorite leather jacket for her wedding day. She started teaching herself calligraphy, devoting 2 to 4 hours every day to learning it. That mission was a hit. I mean, who wouldn't like that? Experiencing a talented artist master an ancient art form, people found it fascinating. And like they say, the rest is history. Today, calligraphy isn't just an interest for Sylvia. It's now her life, and I mean that literally. Sylvia's got that golden touch. Her artwork and lettering are on almost everything, from high-end luxury brands to restaurant menus. she's highly sought after. The craft has blown up, and now she's struggling to keep up with the demand on her personal time. Sylvia, you're right at the point where you need to draw the lines, pardon the pun, between personal and business and how that can help drive business growth. You've come to the right place, and we all know you draw beautiful lines. Sylvia Wong, welcome to Build It Braver.
Thank you so much, Vivian, for that great introduction. It's so exciting to be here.
Wow, girl, you have got something going on here. Very few entrepreneurs have the pleasure of developing a business the way you have. Calligraphy and lettering on your favorite leather jacket requires a specialized skill set. So tell me, what background did you have in this area that helped you prepare for this success?
I have had other businesses before. So this isn't my first business that I've started. I used to work in fashion. I've always been a creator and an artist, but I never found my niche. So something great about this business is that it is so specific that anyone that hears about me being a calligraphy artist is kind of like, that is the only calligraphy artist I know. It's so, so specific. So with that, I've just been able to find this little pocket where I've been able to excel, and simply my background in a little bit of artistry and then a little bit of marketing is really what put me in this kind of trajectory.
I love that you found a niche and you stuck with it, and now you're the queen of the niche, right? So let's talk about the time commitment for these types of projects. How do you know what to take on and what to decline?
When I first started, I was really punishing myself for time because it's a service-based business and everything was very time-consuming. There's no chance for me to be in two places at the same time. And while I have thought of the ideas around, you know, being an agency or hiring out other artists in my place, I do have clients that come to me and say, no, we want you to be there. So it's important to us that you're the person that's showing up there, especially on an influencer night, especially on an opening night, especially on a PR night. So over time, I started to find my niche in luxury businesses and clientele that was more B2B, able to afford my services just because of how time consuming it is.
As we discussed, your business is obviously, it's super niche. Do you have any advice for other entrepreneurs who are going into a specialized niche or an industry like yours?
For myself, just having had tried other creative businesses before, I say choose that niche and go hard into it. And even once you're in that niche, you would be surprised that the world of calligraphy in itself is actually a very massive industry. So there's even niches within it. To not get in too much detail, you might specialize in fine arts, you might specialize in weddings, you might specialize in completely teaching workshops or doing events or invitations. There's so many different niches within it that once you find something that you're great at, go deeper and deeper into that niche and who you specialize towards and who you're serving.
Sylvia, with your kind of business, it's very easy to get wrapped up in the process. And because it's service-based, it really demands your physical presence, as you mentioned a lot of times. So how do you balance the demand on your time?
So when I think about breaking down my services and my hourly and what that time is paying for, it's the time that my clients are taking away from me having my peace, my hobbies, and my time for myself. So the privilege of that is simply pricing myself and niching specifically to luxury or clients that really have that budget to be able to afford that time that's reserved for me.
Yeah. So basically you're charging your value.
Exactly.
Basically. Yeah. And that helps you to balance the demand on your time. So it's like time is money and it's got to be worth my time. So as a business owner myself, I know we all have our challenges. What do you need the most help with right now, Sylvia?
I really need help with understanding how, as a service-based industry, I can find where I should be focusing my limited amount of time. Where should I be putting that time? Right now, it's looking a lot like on-site work. It's looking a lot like that online education. But I'm wondering, where is it most worthwhile for me so that I can make this business scale and have my personal brand even more recognizable?
Sylvia, let's hold off on that thought for a minute. I'm with you on that all the way. And I think many business owners listening can absolutely relate. When you come to the end of the day and you wish there was some extra time, you know, you look at your to-do list and there's still a couple of things that you've got to do. We've all been there. So what I'd like to do here is bring in someone who literally is the standard when it comes to building and maintaining a personal brand. You know, we could save ourselves the time and just call her the brand. How else do you describe someone who's an industry leader and has her stamp on several multi-million dollar projects? Karen Bond is the founder and creative director of the award-winning House of Bond Design. House of Bond started out in Vancouver in 2009. Today, the brand is recognized globally. Karen's story is an inspiration to many who are trying to navigate the world of interior designing in this digital age. She eats, breathes, and sleeps designing. Did I also mention that Karen is featured on our Reno reality TV show? Well, now you know. She's nurtured her brand from the ground up. House of Bond is remarkable for its luxury, residential, and commercial boutique styles. Karen's bold and visually exciting style has become the trademark stamp behind House of Bond's work. Karen Bond, welcome to Build It Braver.
Vivian, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and it's so nice to meet you, Sylvia. And thanks for that amazing introduction.
Let's get into it, Karen. So you have built a name and reputation for yourself in that industry, which is interior design. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think your designs are fearless and bold. It feels like designing is innate for you. Would you agree?
Totally. And thank you so much for picking up on that. I love taking risks. I love pushing the envelope, and I love just trying to get out of the box and do something that is different and that is bold and being courageous when it comes to design.
So in your view, you're in such a competitive industry. What differentiates your personal brand from other personal brands?
When I decided to go to social media and really embarked on this journey, the thing that I did from the very beginning was I kind of said to myself, I'm going to talk about the things that I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about entrepreneurship as it relates to being a woman in business, as it relates to being an interior designer. I'm just going to put myself out there. Now, I say that, and it was awkward and clumsy in the very beginning. And there's lots of self-doubt. It was really being fearless about my brand and really being willing to put myself out there that enabled me to really grow on social media the way that I did. And, you know, got a lot of practice talking in front of the camera. And eventually that led to my own show. So it really worked. And I think having that courage and that authenticity and just being willing to make mistakes on social media and publicly is what differentiated me from maybe other people who were trying to do the same thing at the same time.
Now, Karen, your business has grown significantly, but I've heard that you still like to give every space your personal touch, the House of Bond stamp. Why is it important for a business owner to develop and maintain a presence in their brand?
One of the biggest challenges with being an artist, and I consider myself to be an artist as an interior designer, is really scaling your brand and scaling your business when the work that you do depends on your signature and your stamp. That is a really, really difficult thing to do. But I think it's important for me because having that aesthetic and having that creative vision, that is something that's difficult to replace as an artist. And I've learned that. And that is something that, you know, as many people as I've hired around me or will continue to hire in the future, that at this time is not something that I would be looking to ever replace. For any creative business owner, being able to identify what the thing is that makes you, and the thing that makes your brand and your business unique is the thing that you need to hang on to, and everything else you can kind of pass off to somebody else.
So, Karen, what do you think is the most important element of a personal brand?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. You know, at the end of the day, it really comes back to authenticity. I made the conscious decision actually to step back from doing as much social media as I was doing previously. I haven't been producing as many videos. I haven't been posting as much as I normally would. And the reason for that is because when you spend a lot of time in social media, it's really easy to look left and look right and see what other people are doing. And you naturally get really caught up in like, I love what this person is doing. I'm going to post something like that. Or I love this aesthetic. I'm going to post something like that or try to create that. And to really be authentic and to have a voice in social media, it has to come from within first. And so I made the conscious decision to just step back a little bit, cancel out some of the noise, spend less time consuming content, and just to recalibrate a little bit and to go inward in order to step back in to social media, if that makes sense. So I do think that authenticity is super important because who you are is your superpower.
All right, because you are the secret sauce. You are the
magic.
You
are the secret sauce, yeah.
You're listening to Business Class, Build It Braver, and I'm Vivian Kay. I'm speaking with award-winning interior designer and renovator Karen Bond of the House of Bond and Sylvia Wong, the creative brain behind VIA, a calligraphy and lettering company that brings your events to life with their custom-made arts. I can't wait to hear what else Karen has to say about how to keep on top of changing trends when building a strong personal brand. That's still coming up. But first, did you know that Business Class is not just a podcast from American Express? It's a fantastic online resource that provides modern education through compelling stories, timely tips, and inspiring insights from business experts, industry leaders, and savvy entrepreneurs. It's basically a whole world of great ideas for today's business leaders. So if you're a small business owner, when this episode is over, go ahead and check out amex.ca/businessclass. Okay, let's get back to our conversation with Sylvia Wong and Karen Bond. When you are the face of your business, everything you do matters. How you present yourself, your brand identity, your relationship with clients or customers, and how your audience receives you. At the end of the day, it all adds up. Okay, Karen, we have to talk about this. I can imagine people wondering if I wouldn't ask this question. So here I go. How can a business owner make their personal life and their business brand work together?
Oh my gosh, Vivian, that is a great question. And one little, I guess, warning too, which is not uncommon for when you do build a brand and a personal brand. The only caution is that you are now, like, I'm a believer that as you grow your business and you grow your brand, you now and everybody who works with you works in service to that brand. And it can be challenging to deviate. So if you want to talk about something that's out in left field, but that has never been part of your brand before, you have to weigh those decisions actually really carefully. And that doesn't mean that you are not being authentic, but you have to weigh those decisions carefully because once you've built and established a brand, the reason it's a brand is because there's consistency. The people who recognize your brand know what to expect. You can't, for example, it might be quality, it might be luxury, it might be, it could be sustainability. And so if you do something that's contrary to those values that are part of your brand, that incongruence is going to dilute your brand, and your brand isn't, I think, being obviously authentic. But just know that the direction that you're going in, if you build something, it can be challenging to pivot away from that.
In my case and in my personal brand, I really make sure to show what my values are. And so I've made things clear and have been pretty bold around like activism and making those statements. And I think I was really lucky in that somebody messaged me over the holidays when I worked with a specific brand that has had some controversial things happen. And they actually called me out on it. To have a personal brand and to share your values or the values of your brand out there, you do hope that it resonates with your audience and that they reflect it back at you.
And clearly it has been. Otherwise you wouldn't have been called in.
Yeah. So it attracts and repels.
It attracts and repels. And I was just going to say that, like, I think that that is really important. When you stand for something, you're not going to be for everybody. And that's okay. And that's actually important, I think. There's a saying, if you're liked by everybody, it means you never stood for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's okay to put a stake in the ground and say, this is who I am. This is what my personal brand is about. It's not for everybody. It doesn't have to be for everybody, but the people who are attracted to my brand, those are the people who are engaged, and that's the audience that I'm building. And that audience is important, and that's who I'm speaking to. And I think having fewer people that are highly, highly engaged, to me anyways, is much more important than having many, many, many people who are passively there.
So let's talk about those challenges because, you know, being a public figure and being in this public sphere, how do you manage that? What would you have done in her situation? Has something like that happened to you?
I mean, I've experienced, you know, negative comments. I've experienced the trolls on my YouTube channel. It always stings when you hear something like that. But at the end of the day, you have to, because you're human, and you got to kind of let that roll off your back. And it's the same way that I feel with the good as well. Even if it's 99% good and 1% bad, you can't let the good inflate your ego, and you can't let the bad rub you the wrong way. You are who you are, and how people perceive you is how they perceive you. You got to just kind of roll with the punches and keep going, because that's always going to be there.
Let's talk more about community. So I know it's also really important to use your voice, as we've mentioned, to build community. So for instance, I'm a Black woman and I started a hair extension brand and I built it to serve myself and my community. So I talk to them all the time. Karen, you've done that a lot on YouTube, for example, as you mentioned, you know, to get your personality out there and maintain that dialogue. Is there a particular strategy that you could suggest to Sylvia to use social media that you found helpful with building your community?
Well, I would almost want to ask Sylvia, answer the question with a question, which is, is there something that you talk about that really resonates with your audience? Like, do you find that there's a topic or a subject or something that really there's high engagement?
Lately, talking about taking hobbies and then turning them into businesses.
Many people, that would resonate so highly with so many people, I think, because there's so many people out there who want to turn their passion into their income, or even maybe into their full-time income, or maybe to do what you're doing, where they turn their passion into a source of income, but it's not necessarily the thing that they're doing full-time. And I feel like that topic would resonate with so, so, so many people, and people would come back constantly for that.
Well, there's one question that I put to every small business owner that comes on here. You know, we all know that being an entrepreneur can be rewarding. Yes, sparkles and cupcakes and all that jazz. But sometimes we end up learning things the hard way. So what hard lessons are you learning right now?
A lesson that I really learned the hard way was really around pricing. I think pricing yourself out is such a challenge. There's always mystery around creating prices for creative services, because what do you equate it to? Like, do you equate it to a trade? Like, what is the going rate? What should your hourly even start at? So I have made major mistakes where I thought to myself, hey, if I'm just going to sit in a retail store, well, I'm having fun. It's like something that I love to do. And I've majorly underpriced myself for the types of services that I was doing. So I think the first time that I did an in-store job, I charged something like $50 an hour to sit there. And to unlock my services, clients of the store had to at least spend $750 for me to simply write one name. So I thought to myself, they can pay for this with just the one purchase that's coming
absolutely
through. And then getting used to sometimes that no, not every quote that comes in has to fit. Not everyone has to say yes to me.
We've talked about some of the best strategies to help you build a strong personal brand. So what is your takeaway as you look to grow your business?
I think my biggest takeaway today from Karen is simply leaning into that authenticity and keeping myself present as a founder-centric business, but making sure that I'm kind of protecting that energy at the same time. I think overall, just hearing from you, Karen, was so valuable. And I feel like you've kind of pointed me in the right direction or veered me in a place where I feel like I am making the right choices.
Karen, do you have any final thoughts for Sylvia?
I think that you're doing a great job. And sometimes As entrepreneurs, we can be so hard on ourselves and we can think it's never enough or we're not there yet or we want to be further. And that is the curse of being an entrepreneur, is that the bar that you set is constantly moving. So even once you get to that place where the bar was set yesterday, today it's further ahead. And so sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for how far we've come, because I think sometimes it's good to just give yourself a pat on the back and be like, I've learned a lot. I've achieved a lot. I've come a long way.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for that validation.
I can't believe time is up. I could talk to you two forever. It's been amazing to be part of this conversation. I have learned a lot from the incredible Karen Bond of House of Bond about how I could build a solid personal brand. And Sylvia Wong from Via. Thanks so much for sharing your amazing story with us. I am very excited for you and can't wait to see you get to the next level in your business. Thanks to both of you for coming on Build It Braver and sharing your stories and insights.
Thank you so much, Vivian. It was such a pleasure to be on the show. Karen, I'm so grateful for your time. I'm such a big fan of your show. Thank you.
Well, likewise, it was so great to meet you both. Sylvia, I think you're such a sweetheart. And Vivian, what an amazing host. What an amazing show. Thanks for bringing us together. It was a lovely morning chatting with you too.
If you like what you've heard, I hope you'll subscribe so you won't miss another episode. And don't forget to tell your friends about us. We business owners need to stick together. Also, go to American Express Business Class online to find all kinds of valuable resources and suggestions. And on the podcast, we've got more incredible mentors coming your way. So keep checking us out. I'm Vivian Kay. Thanks again for listening to Business Class, Build It Braver, and may you continue to prosper.